All right, let me ask you a question. Have you ever looked at somebody as an adult and wondered what they looked like as a kid or what they were like as a kid? How did they act? Could you sort of see them now and almost imagine what they were like? I mean, was a person in their youth as much of a leader as they became in adulthood? Was a criminal always a bad guy? Was the smart adult always the smart kid? Or for that matter, was a smart aleck adult always a smart aleck kid? I would say the answer to that kind of question is sometimes yes and sometimes no. Oftentimes, what we see in an adult are traits and behaviors that are truly developed and learned over time, whether from mentors or parents or friends. The influences that folks have on kids, they can be lasting. That's scriptural if you get down to it. Proverbs tells us if we raise up a child in the way they should go, then we'll stick with them in their older years. I take that to heart. And y'all, kids are a gift. Kids are precious. It's amazing to watch as they grow and watch the world. And on the one hand, I can remember wanting my kids to stay little and keep that kind of wide-eyed wonder about the world around them. On the other, I couldn't wait to see how they were going to turn out. What would they be like as young adults? And Charlene and I, we have not been disappointed, let me tell you. And grandkids, wow, don't even get me started there. I mean, this is radio, or I would be that guy getting his phone out right now to show you pictures of the most perfect grandchildren born to man. Children are a gift, that's sure. And that's why it's so important that we act as good stewards of the time that we have with them when they're young. It is also why it's so important that we act as shepherds who don't just move our flock in the right direction, but that we protect them from the wolves who prowl around the outskirts of the fold. Now, I don't know if you glean much about my personality by listening to this show, but I can tell you, as I've told you before, that I was a knothead kid when I was growing up. A bona fide knothead. How fast could I ride my bike? How high could I climb in that big tree? Could I figure out the Hardy Boys mystery before I got to the last chapter? Could I hit the target with my BB gun? I mean, I was a whirling dervish. School was a chore that had to be done just to get me to the afternoons. Summers were barefoot, and loose change wasn't meant for saving. It was meant for running down to the corner store to buy a comic book and some candy. And oh, by the way, yes, I was the kid who the store clerk would have to look at and say, "Hey, kid, you can't just stand there and read the comics. You got to buy one." But I was also, like all kids are, very impressionable. Adults were, well, adults. I was not always the most respectful, I'm sure, but generally speaking, I understood that adults knew things I didn't know, and they were in charge. If an adult said something, I was likely to give it more weight, more credibility, because I was a kid, and they weren't. But being a young and impressionable kid meant that sometimes an adult could say or do something that could leave a mark or a stain. See, kids are more easily wounded than we might think. They're amazingly resilient, but they can also be easily wounded. And adults have a responsibility when it comes to the protection of children. So as a knothead kid, it was not unusual for me to be told to stop talking in class. I was that guy. I could doodle on my notebook in the back of the room for half an hour, but I couldn't pay attention to a lesson for 5 minutes. But I mean, I did okay. I tried hard. I was decent enough in school. But I still remember to this day, in fifth grade, when something happened that left a mark. Now, I was a Cub Scout when I was little and went on from that to be a Weeblo. It was a big deal on the days we met with our pack to wear our uniform to school with our merit badges and patches, and I was proud of it. I grew up in a family of uniformed men. It was part of the fabric of my life, so maybe it meant a little more than usual for me to put on my Weeblo's uniform and wear it to school. But I was still a knothead kid. And I remember in math class one day at Chaffee Elementary in Huntsville, a friend did something to me in class that made me laugh. I don't remember what it was. I just remember a friend of mine made me laugh. The teacher, whose name I distinctly remember, but I won't call it out loud right now, the teacher called me out from the front of the room. And here's what she said, and I'll never forget. She says, "Philip Williams, I've told you to stop talking in class. Well, Mr. Smiley, you march yourself out there and sit in the coat room for a while." And then, and here's the kicker, folks, she didn't stop there. She said, "And you know what? You're a disgrace to that uniform." Well, y'all, it was a sucker punch. I mean, being sent to the courtroom was a badge, coat room was a badge of honor. But having a teacher yell at me in front of all my peers that I was a disgrace to my uniform, that was worse than if she had slapped me. I was devastated. I'm not going to lie. It got worse when the other guys in my Weeblo pack thought it was funny and they repeated it all afternoon. So here's where the story got good. I was hurt enough by this adult figure in my life that my mom could tell something was wrong and she asked me about it. An adult said it. I assume that's the way it was. I wrongfully assumed up until that point that it was my lot in life to be known as a disgrace to my uniform. And my mom might just have said, if she'd wanted to, well, you shouldn't have been talking in class. I mean, after all, it wasn't like I didn't give my mom fits at times, right? After all, I am a self-professed knothead. But no, mm-mm, oh no. When I told her what the other adult, the teacher, had said to me, y'all, it got on her like an ill wind. Whew! She told me to sit tight. And oh, by the way, I didn't have to go to school the next morning. That she would take care of this. And oh, by the way, I was not a disgrace in any way to that uniform. Now, by God, I don't know what was said, but my sense is that my mom, who was all of 5 foot two and 90 pounds soaking wet, went down to that school the next day, and I don't know what she said, but apparently she won the day. And dang if the principal didn't have that teacher call me at home and apologize. Can you imagine? An adult apologized to me. Let's just say I wore that uniform to school the next week on our meeting day, and it was warm with pride. You see, I tell that story right now because there's an ongoing battle for our kids. It's a real battle. There are those who want to inculcate, indoctrinate, operate, and vaccinate on our kids, whether the parents want it done or not. The fight for conservative values is not just a fight among adults. Liberals have identified what conservatives have always known, that the next generation, the children of our society, they are the future. If they can get their hands on our kids, sometimes literally, and tell them that they are aberrations and they need to be medically altered, or they should not listen to their parents, or they should withhold information from their parents about what happens when the parents are not around, or that right is wrong and wrong is right, or that by virtue of their skin color, they were born an oppressor with privilege, or maybe one of the oppressed and victims all their lives, or that somehow the biological sex they were born with is actually fluid, it's notional, it's a bit of choice, and they can choose to be different regardless of biology. If the left can do those things without our say-so, then they know they can destroy our values before they're even valued. They can change the future adults before they even become adults. Y'all, my mom stood up for me that day, 45 years ago. I have never forgotten it, ever. I'm just going to be honest with you. If you take a stand for your kids, it'll be a testament they will carry with them the rest of their lives. So yeah, liberals need to get their hands off our kids. We have to be there for those precious knotheads we've been entrusted with. Nothing is more important. Nothing is more important than our kids. Nothing. At the risk of sacrificing our own selves, nothing is more important. And that's a wrap, by God, for the right side of me. Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, I was a kid. I was in fifth grade. And I can still remember the feeling I had when this adult took me down a notch to the point that it crushed my soul. And then the feeling I got when my mom got my back. Wow. Do it. Do it every day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.